No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today we got the one and only CLM, Lavish D, in the building. How you doing, man?
I'm all good.
I'm very interested in this interview all of a sudden because you came in and I felt a little bit of animosity there.
Yeah, nah, ain't no animosity. I just, it's been a long time.
Let's talk about it.
Start it up.
I don't know. I feel like you put me in the bucket of people that you think have essentially like blacklisted you from the game. That's what I'm going to read into the vibe there as.
Hey, man. Nah, it's that, but it ain't that. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's that though.
Okay.
You know, I feel like you just do interviews with people that I ain't cool with, and then you ask them about me, and then you don't never, you know what I'm saying, they get to tell their side of the story, and then you never reach out to me. And it been like that, you know what I'm saying, ever since me and Filthy, before me and Filthy got cool, you know what I mean?
Ooh, was Filthy talking about you too? I didn't think about that one.
Yeah, you know, a while back, it was back and forth, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's like, ask him about me, then you ask other people about me. I just be like, damn, when he gonna ask the boss about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on?
That's fair. Yeah, it's weird interviewing all these NorCal rappers because there's just such a complicated history of who they got issues with, and they all got issues with you, apparently. And it can be like for me, I have to do like a study session to like remember, oh, right, this is this conflict and this is and all this stuff. So, you know. Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that. I guess we could put Mozzie, Uzi Marcus, and Filthy Rich all in the bucket of people who have talked about Lavish D on the podcast, and you haven't been up here yourself yet.
Right.
That's fucked up, huh?
Filthy didn't really talk about me, though. He was just like, I just felt like you asked him. No. Honestly, I never watched Filthy like his interview with y'all before, like, until him and Mozzie fell out, and then you asked him about me, but it was cool then, so let me take that back, it was cool then, the interview I'm talking about. So if y'all did an interview before that, at least I didn't see that.
I think we did one old-ass one, but I can't remember if we talked about too much drama.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you're off the leash now, huh? You're allowed to say whatever you want.
Man, loud, man.
So you've been out for like 3 years, but you weren't allowed to talk that whole time? Or how long were you?
Yeah, I was couldn't talk, couldn't travel. You know what I mean? Conditions. I was on ankle monitor. Yep, ankle monitor and shit. You know, parole conditions, special conditions and shit like that. You know.
Definitely. It seems like things are going good now, though.
Things been going good. I just couldn't show the world. You know what I mean? Like it been going good. I just couldn't. You know, like I just was stuck in a box.
Definitely.
It's like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of interesting because, like, recently I interviewed a couple of different, like, GD artists from Chicago, and I'm just reading the comments, and everybody takes me doing an interview with these guys as, like, me trying to start some shit with Lil Durk and Chief Keef and shit, and I'm like, y'all really got to, like, stop viewing interviews that way. Like, I'm not doing an interview, like, as a click-up way to get at the ops, whatever. Like, I'm not, like, sitting in an interview saying, like, oh, man. This Lavish D guy sounds like a real asshole. What's up with him? You know, like that would be different. That's like you're taking sides.
Right.
I'm not really in the business of doing that.
Nah, it ain't that. I don't look at it like that. You know, I look at it like it's all business. You know, it's all business, you know? So like, it's always like that. Like whoever get an interview first, they're going to be like, oh, go do this, go do that, go that. I just feel like when you ask about somebody, you should go ask the person you ask about too, though. You know what I mean? Then I just keep everything, you know what I mean? Because if we would have met if we'd have met outside of here, it probably been something else.
You would have been upset.
You get what I'm saying? Or one of my boys probably would have been upset. You know what I mean? Then it'd have been like, what's up? Then what we could have said, we don't have an interview. You know what I mean? You have been asking about me, so obviously you know who I am.
Right.
And then that's just a issue that could have been deaded by, you know what I'm saying, you reaching out to me. Just tap it in, like, look, man, we want to hear your side of the story, and blah, blah, bam, you know what I mean?
But did you ever reach out to me? Because I kind of remember fans tweeting at me about it, and maybe somebody sent me a screenshot where you had tagged me on Instagram saying that we were supposed to do the interview or something, but I don't remember you ever hitting me up.
I just talk shit, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm going to say, like, at that time, I was on an ankle monitor, so I couldn't really move too, though. So it was just like kind of like frustrating, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so I should just get on, just go on rant sometimes, like, fuck everybody, you know what I mean? It wasn't no, nothing personal, though. Like I said, it's all business, wasn't nothing personal.
Definitely. So how's life right now? Like you in a different state of mind, or how are things going?
Yeah, I'm just working, man, trying to really, like, it's, I'm just really just working, trying to put my team in position, and honestly, like, shit easy, you know what I mean? All I gotta do is just stay out. It's easy. Like, ain't nobody fucking with me. They can't fuck with me. I'm a giant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just easy. So all I gotta do, like, well, what it take them 3 years to do, I can do that in 6 months. You know what I mean? So it's like, I just got to stay free, basically, and just stay doing me, because I'm a little bit more advanced than a lot of people, though. And I just start taking it serious. So the more I take it serious, the more I get done, the more I get accomplished.
Do you feel like your career was kind of like sabotaged to an extent because you ended up just having to do all this jail time in between? And it's tough to like get hot, then go away for 3 years and get hot again, like back and forth like that. It's really hard to sustain that.
Yeah, it did. But at the end of the day, like, you know, like me, like, I got my city, though. You know what I mean? Like I'm platinum in my city without the internet, without the YouTube, without the Instagram. Like, I was somebody in the streets before any of that. Like, I was having big houses and big cars and had the streets on lock before it was any internet shit. You know what I mean? If I could show y'all what I was doing before Instagram, before anybody knew about YouTube, then y'all would have been like, God damn, you feel what I'm saying? Like, this boy was serious. Like, so, like, it's easy, you know what I mean? It's easy. Like, all I had to do was really just get focused, you know what I mean? Like, switch up the people around me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let them know, hey, look, this is what we're doing, this is what we ain't doing. It ain't about friends no more, you dig it? I'm saying, it's either, hey, we family, you feel me? This is business, this is what we doing, this is what we own, this is how we finna get to it. And that kind of helps you out, like, when you separate the people around you, you know what I mean? Like, because I could be on some gangster shit, but if the people around me, if I got you around me, like, hey, man, you feel me? We doing this. We on some positive shit. We got the podcast. Then I got him around me. Like, oh, man, let's go load this gun. Now I could pick two. Like, look, I already loaded the gun before, man. I'm finna get on this podcast shit. And, you know what I mean? So it's like, you just got to know how to really, like, separate yourself and know what you want to do, you know? Like, you feel me? It is what it is. So once I got focused, it ain't no stopping me, bro. It's like, now my career's in my hands. It's what I want to do. If I can fuck up, I can do good. Just like if I know if I can do good, I can fuck up. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's all about what I want to do.
But you're spending most of your time in Texas at this point, or what's the arrangement?
I live in Texas. You feel me? Houston. But I be out there just like when I'm hibernating. You know what I mean? Like just chilling. You feel me? Just out the way. Like when I want to get shit done and like because I got everything like far as Northern California and shit though. You know what I mean? Like, videos and spots to do videos, my hood and all of that shit though, you know what I mean? Like, so I just be moving around, but that's where like where I live at, where I sleep at. Like, I don't do nothing around there.
But is that a tough decision? Because if I was in your perspective, I would totally, yeah, if I'm like from this fucking lit ass city where I have all kinds of crazy shit that's gonna go down, I would love to be able to just go and have a place where I stay at that is way less tension and drama and shit. But then, like, I mean, you kind of built a huge part of your identity off tension and drama. I know how the people from where you're from are gonna look at that, and it's like all of a sudden, like, you just dipping out and living somewhere else is viewed very differently in your community, I'm guessing.
But at the end of the day, like, I'm a different type of individual. I just ain't no, like, I'm a big dog, you know what I mean? Like, I just ain't no nigga that just got put on the hood yesterday. Like, everybody know, like, I've been going to jail and catching gun cases and doing dirt and all of those stupid shit, you know what I mean? Like, I'm grown now, you know what I mean? Like, so if you don't understand, that means you young-minded. You got to do some growing within yourself, you get what I'm saying? Because if I can do all this time in jail, in prison, lose everything, come home and get it all again on the ankle monitor, then obviously I'm doing something right. You need to follow me.
But compare your state of mind when you're in SAC versus when you're in Texas. Like, what makes you want to live in a different area? Or is it, like, do you feel, like, more at peace when you're kind of in a more, an area where not everybody's knowing who you are all the time?
Honestly, bro, like, I don't know if it's just like where I be at, but it's like everywhere I be at, somebody know who I am. You know what I mean? So it's like,
and if they don't know, they're gonna figure it out because it's gonna be like, who the fuck is this dude with all the chains and tattoos and
exactly. And it's like, that shit be kind of like scary though, because like I'm always paranoid. Just me. Just if it wasn't no drama, if it wasn't no beef, if it wasn't no ops, just how I, my jewelry, my car, you know what I'm saying? Just me, period. I got money. And it's like, that just draws a certain kind of attention anyway. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not gonna be the rapper niggas on YouTube with my shit. You know what I'm saying? On Instagram, tagging me, talking about give them 20,000 for my chain back. You know what I mean? Like, so that alone right there keep my eyes open. It keep my eyes open. But for Sacramento, it's just like, I'm more comfortable in Sacramento, honestly.
Really?
You get what I'm saying? Because it's like when you're in the jungle, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the jungle, you know the jungle. You know the jungle. But then when you go somewhere else and you in a cage, it's like, damn, like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? I'm used to the wild. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm in the jungle, I know how to move around. But if I'm in this cage, it's kind of like, it's like new to me. You kind of get what I'm saying?
But being in the jungle when you're a regular guy is one thing. Like, I loved living in the hood when I was a fucking random ass person. And then now I couldn't even imagine it. I got too many fucking eyeballs on me. I'm going to stand out like a sore thumb. I'm going to have so many more issues than a normal person would have.
Yeah, that's right. But like, I always been famous. Like, before the internet, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I always had the money. I always had cars. I always had bitches. I always had shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, now it's just more people know who I am. Like, I always was popping. Like, I always was popping. You ask about Sacramento, you ask, they gonna tell you about me. You dig what I'm saying? They didn't find out about nobody else until the internet. You get what I'm saying? So I always been famous. So it's like, but I know how to move also. Like, it ain't like you go through the hood, you gonna see me washing the car in the driveway with other diamonds on. Hell right, no. Right, you feel what I'm saying? Nah, we ain't fucking with it like that. You
right.
Know? Yeah, though.
Yeah, definitely. But are the cops a big part of why you wouldn't necessarily want to spend all your time there too? Because I could just imagine the cops probably got real hard on for you.
Yeah, see, that's really the main thing. Like, that's the main thing. Like, I ain't worried about no niggas. You get what I'm saying? We got niggas for niggas. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't worried about no niggas. I be worried about mainly the police, because, like, when I go to jail, it's usually for something somebody else did. You get what I'm saying? And then by the time they come through looking for them or something, they find something else.
Right.
And it's like, damn, you get what I'm saying? I might just be there. So, and, you know, that's just how it be. You know, rollers out there hot as fuck. You know what I mean? I got a name. They think that I'm this motherfucking drug lord, kingpin, whatever the fuck they thinking, just because I'm doing the music, though, you know what I mean? And they don't think, usually, the nigga doing the music is the nigga that got to get say-so. He got to get answers, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, you're interviewing somebody, and I think it was, like, Big U or Nipsey or whatever, that little situation. And it was more so like Big U was a nigga with the street cred. Not saying Nipsey didn't have a street cred though, but right. That was like his big nigga, it seemed like. You get what I'm saying? But like out there, it's like they try to label me as the big nigga. I'm like the Big U rapping. You get what I'm saying? Like, so that's a little different from a nigga that's just rapping. Then you got niggas that's over you that's just somebody's like I'm the nigga and I'm rapping. So it's like that's that much harder. Now if I was just like a little homie from the hood, then you got the older homies that's putting up the money for you, and then it'd be a little different. But due to the fact that I'm the nigga, it's like, damn, he the nigga and he rapping? Like, oh, no, this we can't let this happen like this.
But Big U is 55.
But this is what I'm saying, though. I'm just talking about far as it's like street credit, though. Street credit and, like, known and shit like that versus Nipsey, like, coming up in the game and trying to get on, and you like, okay, we're going to do it like this or whatever their situation. I don't really know their situation, but I just know the streets and politics. You get what I'm saying? So, like, if I was just a nigga just rapping, say, for instance, I'm the big homie, and I got two young niggas. I've been in the streets all my life. I know everything. Y'all from the hood, but y'all go to school. Y'all play sports and shit, but y'all can rap. I'm going to put this money up for y'all. Da, da, da. Versus me, just, I've been a nigga in jail, catching gun cases, shootouts, and now I'm trying to rap. And then I blow up off the rap, and it's like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? It'd be, like, kind of like a different feeling versus these young niggas coming up and you just putting the money behind them. You kind of get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying for sure. But I mean, that you're kind of hitting on like a funny thing about rap these days, which is that like at some point over the last few years, it's like the fans figured out that they really don't want to listen to non-gangsters talk about street shit, and that they really prefer to listen to people who are coming from a more authentic place. Like now at this point, and I'm sure there's tons of exceptions, But it's like now it feels like people are a lot more eager to hear street shit from people who really actually you can kind of look it up and figure out they're for real.
Right. But that's where the shit get tricky at. You know what I mean? Like everybody want to talk about the street shit and they on the nigga's head busted. They look at you like they like you wrong. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So it's like that shit get tricky, bro. Like it's tricky. Mm. So like I think that's why I stay relevant, honestly. Cause I'm a street nigga. They know I'm a certified street nigga. Real certified, real nigga though. So it's like when you ask about me, you gonna hear about, okay, oh, excuse me. When you hear about me, it's like, that's a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? You hear about my ops, and you just be like, oh, bro, just be rapping. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about in the streets. We ain't talking about the industry niggas that don't know them, that met them off Instagram, then they cousins. Nah, we talking about when you come to the city or you meet some Sacramento niggas in New York and they be like, what's going on in Sac? Oh, you heard, oh yeah, Lavish D, he a real nigga. What about the mother nigga? Oh, they just be rapping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just like for mutual people. You know what I'm saying? Not just niggas from my side and shit like that. So, like, I keep this gangster shit going off top. You feel me? But just because I'm rapping this gangster shit don't mean I'm just out here with an AR-15 in my lap right now. You know what I'm saying? No shit like that. It's just I've been through this shit. I can talk about it. I done been shot. I done been to prison. You know what I'm saying? I done did a lot of shit, you dig what I'm saying? So I can really talk about that shit. But just because I'm talking about this shit don't mean I'm out here doing it right now.
But doesn't it feel weird that, like, you, yes, have been in the field, done all this shit, so obviously people want to hear what you got to say on songs and shit, but, like, the dream is to be, like, the dude who's been in the streets, and then you get some young talent, and you, like, manage them and help them with their career, and maybe they don't have to go through all the shit that you've gone through, but then you kind of know with the audience now that if you just find some kids who like have a relatively clean record, that it's like people aren't gonna really want to hear what they gotta talk about.
You're absolutely right. You know what I mean, and that's why I got them niggas over there, man. All them niggas from my hood, man.
They all look like they done some fucked up shit. So yeah, I'm not questioning them.
Yeah, you know, and they all can rap. You know what I mean? Mm. They all be getting their little 100,000, a couple 100,000 views and shit. You know, but like, it's just like you gotta want it more though. It's all about who wanted more. You know what I mean? I'm putting you in a position. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell niggas all the time, man, come fuck with me, bro. You ain't gotta pay for nothing. Don't worry about it. Just get there. Mm. Everything goes to me. I'm gonna pay for everything. We gonna be good. You know what I mean? Like, but it's all about who wanted more. You get what I'm saying? Because the nigga who wanted the most might be the nigga that ain't nobody in the hood. Mm. But you want it more than everybody. But the nigga that got it, that could. Don't want it bad as you. So it's like, it kind of put me in a hard place. You dig what I'm saying? And that's why I don't know nobody hungrier than me. And I don't know nobody with a longer with longer and better street credit than me. So I kind of like push myself because I know my street credit. You know what I'm saying? A1, I know I'm solid. I know what I'm going to do. You know, I know I ain't going to freeze up. So I push myself. Then my little homies, y'all niggas want to rap. All right, boom, this is what we want to do. And the whole reason I'm putting these niggas on because I know they struggle. I know what they done been through. I know what they up against every day. You get what I'm saying? But they gotta want this shit much as I want it, much as I want you to have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I could take you shopping. I could buy you chains. I could put you in cars and all of that. But, nigga, you gotta want this shit. This shit ain't just no walk in the park. I didn't have nobody doing that for me. Nigga, I did this shit myself.
Mm. For sure. But, okay, is there a degree of guilt? Like, if you make a diss song or you're talking about some street shit in a song and then somebody comes and, you know, shoot somebody from your neighborhood or whatever. Is there, like, what is that like emotionally for you when you're thinking, like, my song just made this situation hot for somebody who, you know, didn't necessarily want to be involved in that specifically? Like, how do you think about that?
That nigga shouldn't have been around, man. You dig? He shouldn't have been around. And my song ain't caused nothing. You know what I'm saying? This shit is every day. You dig? So before the diss song drop is going up and after the diss song drop is going up. You get what I'm saying? So, like, that's why nigga don't come around if you ain't with it. You dig what I'm saying? That's just simple. That's just simple as that. Like, I'm not finna have niggas around because I feel sorry for people. Like, I know you ain't tough. You get what I'm saying? I tell niggas all the time, look, check this out, man. This life ain't for you, bro. You ain't even hard. You ain't built like that, my nigga. As soon as somebody comes through and knock your drawers off, your mama and them gonna be looking at us, really looking at me, because I'm the rapper. You get what I'm saying? Now I gotta pay for your funeral, you know what I'm saying? You go to jail, now I gotta send your baby mama them money and shit. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, I only want niggas around me that understand the dynamics of the street shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, look, it can go up at any.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Given moment, it could go up by you just being in the car with niggas. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just certain protocol and certain shit that we don't do. We don't go live. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't gonna go live here. We ain't gonna go live outside. We don't go live in Airbnbs because somebody else was in this Airbnb before us. You get what I'm saying? It's just, you don't post your cars. I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Cause I got nice cars, though, and I don't give a fuck. But it's just certain shit I teach my young niggas, though. So when shit, which before shit go up, you already know it can go up. It ain't mm-hmm. gotta be about no video. You dig what I'm saying? That shit, that might intensify and enhance shit to go up. I'm like, oh, nigga just said, fuck, what's his name that just died? All right, we said that, we did that. Nigga, it is what it is. They come through, you all know what time it is. You know, that's just like that, though. But like, for every action, there's a reaction. I just be reacting to niggas, man. I don't just wake up and just say, fuck your dead homies. I don't like talking about dead people. Nigga, I got dead homies, too. Mm. At the end of the day, you trying to hurt me. Nigga, I want to hurt you, too. I know what to say to hurt you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But say, y'all lying. I'm telling the truth.
That's crazy how that shit has become so popular now. Shitting on people's dead homies. Y'all been doing that for a long-ass time.
Man, you know, this shit's serious, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, kind of like us in Chicago and shit like that. I feel like Chicago probably kicked it off, and I feel like we was the fastest one that after that, you know what I mean? Because there'd be a lot of niggas, and them are the people that get killed, honestly. The niggas who make these dead songs about these dead niggas, and everybody know your mama live at.
Mm.
Everybody know your baby mama hood rat. They know they just go sit at her house. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, my niggas ain't dropping no songs getting stung right after. You get what I'm saying? You drop a song and get smoked right after that, nigga, you was in the way. You was in the way for real. You get what I'm saying? I've been dropping diss songs and talking crazy to niggas my whole life. It's just, I know how to move. You get what I'm saying? And that's why I try to teach my homies how to move. Like, look, bro, move like this, bro, because I hate, you feel me? You got yourself hurt over some other shit, but this song just came out, so if somebody gonna knock your mustache off, they gonna say that it was over this song, but they don't know you out here robbing everybody.
Mm.
You feel me? And it ain't my place to go on there and tell everybody you was robbing people. It just happened at the same time. You robbed somebody, he came back and killed you, but the song just dropped today.
Mm.
They like, oh man, nigga dropped the song, and then Boo Boo Neon came over there and got killed. And it's just like, it's fucked up, but that didn't even have nothing to do with the song.
Because right.
The niggas that's with that shit ain't finna get got on right when the song dropped.
Right.
Because they ain't in the way.
It must be crazy for you, just as somebody who's really been in the streets since way before Instagram. And even if before Instagram, like early days of Instagram was nothing like the way it is now, where you can really figure out everything you need to know about somebody off Instagram. Like, if you have like a young kid who's like trying to be in the streets or whatever these days, like you must have to put them through the craziest course of like, this, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that, because all the shit that all the kids do now is shit that is like 100% designed to get you fucking locked up, shot, etc.
Exactly. And that's why I don't put niggas on my hood. Like, I ain't put a nigga on the hood like in years. Like nigga, I don't put niggas under the hood. I put niggas on the record label, man. Banked up. Look, I like you, my nigga. Hey, you be with the homies. Hey, you kind of tight, boop. Hey, I see something in you. Oh, yeah, I heard that song. Come on, man. Y'all finna come fuck with me. That's my gang, nigga. If you want to talk about nigga, I'm putting a nigga on Banked Up, man. We rapping, bro. We doing music. We trying to get out the hood. We trying to get out the jets. You know what I mean? Like, and y'all got talent. All y'all got to do is just follow my lead. Watch what I'm doing. You get what I'm saying? That's why I brought my homies along. They been with me for the last 2-3 days so they could really see. Like, nigga, this shit's serious. Nigga, every day, nigga, I'm waking up, nigga, doing 2-3 videos, my nigga. Mm. Hold on. Over here, over there, we got to be here at 8 o'clock. It's a schedule. Nigga, this ain't just no doing no video. Now we back in the house smoking weed and doing dope. No, nigga, this ain't that.
Mm.
Nigga, we working. We working.
But it must be hard for you to trust, like, the people around you at a certain point when you've seen so many people, like, snitch, turn weird, do stupid ass shit, like that gets them caught up, that then also has negative repercussions for you, etc. Like is it hard for you to trust? Like, you got like 10 dudes with you. I don't know how long you've known all of them or how you feel like you necessarily have that relationship with them.
Everybody right here, I knew them all for a long time. You know what I mean? I knew them all for a long time. And if I didn't know them for a long time, my little homies over there, they vouch for them.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So I trust my little homie's judgment. You get what I'm saying? So like, I trust these niggas with my life. I trust these niggas with everything in me. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I was going to jail, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I'd lay these niggas at my three-story condos, you know what I'm saying? Like arcade rooms, and let these niggas drive my Benzes and Range Rovers and shit like that. Let these niggas wear my jewelry, you know what I'm saying, for 6-7 months at a time. You feel me? So I trust these niggas with everything. Ain't none of these niggas rats, ain't none of these niggas hoes, and they all gonna get down when it's time. But I'm not sending these niggas to go do nothing either. Mm. You know what I'm saying? When you go do something, nigga, you wouldn't did that on your own. Right. I didn't say take this AR-15 or this Glock and go kill somebody. I didn't say that. Nigga, y'all see what they doing over there? That's y'all business. You get what I'm saying? Mm. But that's why I probably ain't got caught up in no stupid shit or nobody ain't said that I sent them, because I didn't send them.
Right.
Nigga went on his own. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So with that being said, like, I just give my niggas the positive game. Like, look, bro, this what need to be done. This what don't need to be done. And everything else, man, I ain't sending them niggas on no missions, because I know a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying? You might think you can trust a nigga, you feel what I'm saying? But hey, when that pressure on, and them folks talking about 100 years, and hey, we don't even want you, man. We want to see him help, man. We know he the money man. He the nigga with the money. We want the money off the street. We want that nigga. Check this out. All you got to do is just tell, man. We going to change your identity. We going to move you to Mexico, nigga. We going to get your mom up out of here. Soft ass, hoe ass nigga going to tell on that.
Have you heard, like, your homies tell you that the cops were sitting there saying that shit to him?
Man, I didn't hit, man, all type of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers be trying to, you know, but I ain't doing nothing, you know? Mm. So, like, niggas ain't telling on nothing. Niggas solid, you get what I'm saying? Like, when we caught our case, right, that shit in the mall back then, you know what I'm saying, on the nigga manager and shit or whatever happened. When all that shit was going on, like, it was like, damn, there 10 of us, you feel what I'm saying? And my lawyer was like, bro, y'all got the, you got the solidest boys, like, nigga, it's 10 of y'all, nigga, ain't nobody told, ain't nobody said nothing, ain't nobody, they want your boys to say that you told them to do this. Mm. None of your boys ain't make no statement, nigga, you got the solidest team. He was like, ain't nobody catching no case out here with 3+ people and they ain't telling. He was like, you got 10 people on this motherfucking case, bro, ain't nobody told, bro. It was like, keep them in your friends. Mm. That's why when I went to prison, you know what I'm saying, I took my time just so they wouldn't get my little homie life, you feel what I'm saying? So, because he had 3 strikes. So I took my time because of that. But my lawyer told me out of his own mouth, like, nigga, them your friends. So when I went to prison, I could have came home like, oh, I ain't fucking with these niggas. They didn't write me. They didn't do this. Nah, they did something more special, you know what I'm saying, more treacherous, nigga. They didn't tell, you know what I'm saying? Because if they would have said that I sent them, then that's sending a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's sending them somebody to harm somebody.
Right.
That's serious. You feel me?
Okay, but you bring up an interesting question. Like, Casanova just recently got locked up, and he had a couple statements where he basically was pissed off because the jail that he's in is only, like, an hour from New York City, and he hasn't really had anybody come in and, like, they'll say free him on the story or whatever, but he ain't really had anybody visit him. And that, when I brought that up to a few of my homies, they were like, yeah, but when you get locked up, you shouldn't really be expecting people to visit you that much, because, like, if you really know what's going on, that shit is so depressing, and obviously people have lives, like, coming to the prison and stuff. So how much do you expect from your team or anyone that is in your life in terms of, like, when you're locked up for a few years, like does them not visiting you bother you? How do you feel about that?
Man, look, man, real life shit, you know, I know what I signed up for, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only person I feel like should hold me down is my bitch. You feel me? Like, real nigga shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I feel like my bitch should hold me down. I don't feel like no nigga owe me nothing. I don't call my niggas for nothing, because I know my niggas in the streets. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I can still come home and love these niggas the same way, because I didn't go to jail with a chip on my shoulder. Like, oh, man, tell that nigga to do this. Man, look, my niggas in the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck I would want these niggas to come to jail for when they doing an investigation for? You get what I'm saying? That's just tying us together. These niggas know what's up. You get what I'm saying? Same thing with me right now. Like, I don't answer nobody calls from jail. And everybody know that. I don't talk on jail calls. I don't know when the last time I talked on a jail call. I don't want to talk. There's nothing to talk about.
Is that because you think it's going to be recorded? And
I know it's recorded, but niggas don't know how to talk. These young niggas don't know how to talk. And mainly young niggas calling. You get what I'm saying? Now, I send a nigga some money. You feel me? Like, nigga need $1,000 for something. Boop. Nigga owe somebody. Boop. Here. I do that all through the month. You get what I'm saying? But I don't want to talk on the phone to no niggas that don't know how to talk, because young niggas don't know how to talk. First and foremost, and I be not checking niggas all day, but telling niggas about themselves all day, because I see them doing shit that I would have never did when I was young. You know what I'm saying? But the game changed.
Like what?
Like, far as just talking.
Mm.
Talking amongst people.
Like, I always hear about young gangbangers, like, getting caught and then immediately snitching themselves to, like, an informant while they're in custody. Like, the cops plant these jailhouse snitches, and they just, like, these dudes just fuck themselves over immediately.
Because they talking too much.
I know. Why would you get locked up and just start telling everybody what happened?
I just was telling my homies, like, you feel me? Like, quit talking so much, bro. What's done is done. Mm. You ain't got to tell nobody when you slid and did this and whoever didn't make it or whatever the fuck going on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to talk about that. Like, nigga, that's done. Why is you in jail? What you trying to fit in? That's called trying to fit in and be accepted, bro. Mm. We don't do that. You feel me? We don't. And you telling detail. Like, nigga, okay, if a motherfucker was to tell on you because he's your celly, like, how did he know detail? So you mean to tell me you broke it down, who was all up in the car, what kind of car y'all was in, what's the license plate number, what street y'all turned right on, what street y'all turned left, and how y'all got on the freeway and where y'all put the guns? Nigga, you crazy.
Right.
We don't do that shit, you feel what I'm saying? That's talking too much. That's called self-control. Nigga got to have self-control about himself, bro. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, I bring my boys in here right now, right? Okay, just say this mic wasn't on and we're just in here chilling. If you sit back and pay attention, you probably hear one of them, two of them just talking loud. Da-da-da, I don't know why they talking loud, but you hear them talking loud. Then until you got to talk to them, like, check this out, my nigga, you talking too much. You talking too much, bro. Check this out, my nigga. And how do we alleviate that? Look, check this out, bro. You ain't coming back around me, bro. You don't got no self-control, my nigga. Straight up, you too comfortable. Nigga that smokes a weed with you, nigga. Now y'all partners. Now you telling your motherfucking life story to this nigga, bro. You don't know this nigga. He just gave you this weed to soften your ass up, and you fell for it. We don't do that. Nigga be generous to you. That nigga you watch.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is, you know?
I hear it, for sure. So, okay. Did you feel like when you put the Where's Waldo track out, the new one, like you were just waiting years to get that shit off your chest? Or I mean, because I don't want to like rehash the whole beef, but I am interested in exactly what you were thinking when that shit dropped.
Honestly, my boy, nah. I just was tired of being disrespected, bro. Like, I just sit back. Like, I'm not a nigga that, like, I'm not going to go back and forth and tongue wrestle with a nigga because I know niggas ain't really, like, built like that. Niggas ain't really like that, bro. And it's like, I just keep hearing niggas disrespect me, disrespect my homies. You feel what I'm saying? And just like, okay, my niggas got a voice, but they voice ain't big as mine.
Mm.
So these niggas just keep talking crazy. And it's like, I was stuck. I couldn't say shit. So now it's like, you know what, bro? I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? Then when Briss, you feel me? Rest in peace, Briss died, you know what I'm saying? You know, that shit was all over the internet. That shit was fucked up. But niggas know, you know what I'm saying? He was probably next to go. You feel me? Probably to blow, you feel me? And I didn't fuck with Briss every day. But I talked to him on the phone, you know what I mean? I knew him before he was rapping. And I was real familiar with him. When he died, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas was happy. You feel me? It was more like envy, hate. You get what I'm saying?
It was like a race to see who could diss him the fastest.
Yeah, that was whole shit, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you niggas ain't did that. You get what I'm saying? But, I mean, it is what it is. It got done. You know what I'm saying? About who did it. It's about, you know what I'm saying? It got done. And I was telling that nigga, like, look, bro, you feel me? Like, when he got out of jail, I was telling him. I was like, look, bro, I don't know if you know how big you is, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you got to watch how you're moving, bro. Like, every time I see you, you always going live, bro. You going live anywhere you at. You going live, showing what street you on, showing what car you in. Nigga, you on ankle monitor like me. You ain't got no gun on you. You dig what I'm saying or whatever. Like, you got to quit going live, bro. You bigger than what you think. You bigger than what you know, my nigga. Oh, man, these niggas ain't on shit, man. Fuck these niggas. I said, yeah, all right. Nigga, everybody ain't playing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And more, 9 times out of 10, the nigga that come get you is going to be a nigga that ain't, you know what I'm saying, got no bodies. It's going to be a nigga that wanted to take a picture with you. Hey, let me get a picture with you, bro. Oh, man, hey, baby, hold this. Pop, 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 and get on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't going to be no nigga that you with tattoos all over him because they know you watching him. Right. It's going to be the white boy over there, you know what I'm saying, with the hat. You know what I'm saying? I just got put on the hood yesterday.
Mm. And they putting white boys on?
No, I'm just saying, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, you know what I mean? It's going to be that nigga, though, that you don't watch. You feel me? Like, so, like, I'd be more cautious of other races. When niggas want to walk up, like, you know, no disrespect to nobody, but, like, Mexicans, and, like, you walk up on me 6-7 deep, like, oh, let me get a picture, and I'm just with my bitch, like, hold on, folks, I ain't taking no picture. I get a little aggressive.
Mm.
Nah.
But isn't that, like, almost worse to get aggressive in that environment?
Yeah, hey, not get aggressive, like, press up on you. Like, right. Like, just get aggressive, like, hold on, nah, we ain't doing that. Spin off, pushing, we gone.
Right.
Only way I'm going to take a picture with 5 or 6 niggas, if I got 5 or 6 niggas with me.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, baby, hold this. You hold that. All right, come on. Well, I'm going to make sure my hands ain't empty and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because That's how it happened. Nigga want to get up on you and try to snatch your chains and just do anything. You know, on the internet, niggas would do anything to go to the internet. I mean, go viral. Nigga kill you or nigga I'll catch a case just to say he did send a CML on camera. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't let that happen.
100%. Yeah, they're dying to do that.
Yeah, I can't let that happen, though.
Definitely.
And I ain't going to let it happen.
But it's like, I feel for anybody in your position where it's like, if you just, you probably feel comfortable if you're rolling around with a gun on you, but the stipulations of your prison shit or whatever, I'm pretty sure that's not really a great idea for you. But then at the same time, it's like, you're not the kind of guy that's going to roll around with a bunch of crazy ass 6ix9ine security either. And it basically, it just kind of fucks you because it's like, you're a walking lick if you don't have you or someone with you prepared for the situation. But then at the same time, y'all get pulled over. It's going to happen a certain kind of way. I mean, it's basically like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, huh?
Yeah, but it's just like, you ain't got to always, I tell niggas all the time, bro, I was on an ankle monitor, no lie, bro, 3 years. On a GPS, I'm talking about the hottest nigga, I'm probably number one gang member in Sacramento, you feel what I'm saying? For sure, facts, number one, you feel me? Nobody bigger, you know what I'm saying? And a nigga famous. So it's like, I'm talking about active though, like, you feel me? Like, and I ain't just saying active like I'm out here doing shit, but the police consider me active because I'm still around this motherfucker. But it's like, you don't have to have a gun on you, bro. I was on GPS, ankle monitor, police, parole, anybody could have pulled up on me any second. You just got to know how to move. You know you active, you know you hot, you know your face known. Why you riding around here in the fishbowl?
Right.
You know motherfucking well niggas know your granny car, man. It's your granny car, man. You dig? You get in the back seat behind these tents. You feel what I'm saying? Just, baby, you drive. I'm sitting back. I'm not trying to be seen. Got my jewelry tucked in. I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? It's a time and a place to be seen. You know what I'm saying? Now, only time I need a gun on me or, you feel me, back in the day is if I'm doing something I ain't supposed to be doing. I don't need no gun on me. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm with the nigga that you want to fight. I'm with all that.
Right.
I'm with that, and it is what it is. But like, I'm not putting myself in position to need to use this gun. I'm not, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to be like, I know how to move, bro. I know how to move. You feel me? Whether I'm out of state, in state, in the hood, out the hood, in Hawaii, in Miami, wherever, I know how to move, bro. And that's what I try to teach my niggas, how to move. When niggas go to jail for guns, it's usually just joyriding with nowhere to go and you just got a gun on you. You ain't got nowhere to go. You riding around with a gun. You ain't got no stash spot. You're asking for that.
So often I'll hear a story of a rapper like talking about how he caught a case and it's like, oh, they pulled me over and they saw the gun in the back seat. And I'm just like, were you fucking retarded? Like that's like how could you possibly be just driving around like that? Like, that's crazy.
That's because the nigga ain't been to do nothing, bro. Nigga ain't, look, he ain't been in that situation before. He ain't been in that situation. So, of course, he got caught with the gun in the back seat because he tried to put the gun in the seat and it fell in the back seat on the floor. Because I did that before with an ID and went to jail. Right. I did that shit with an ID, man. Oh, God, bro. That's how I went to jail when I caught my case. I had a fake ID and I had a real ID, bro. The nigga was finna let me go. I was in Alabama. And I went to tuck the ID, you feel me, in the seat. And I'm not knowing that the seat just went straight to the back seat, bro. Right. Straight on the floor. He's like, so can I search the car for guns? I'm like, ain't no guns up here, sir. I get out, I'm happy than the motherfucker. I done signed my ticket. Nigga says, so who are you? I'm looking like, bro. I'm like, man, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this nigga just went down, though, you feel me? Just moving too quick.
Yeah, no, I remember that story. That's a crazy one.
Moving too quick, bro. Hey, yeah. Not to cut you off, though, can I get, like, a napkin or something?
Oh, yeah, you need a napkin? Josh, yeah, can we get a napkin? For sure.
Yeah.
How'd you become cool with Draco, or where'd that come from?
Draco, my boy, man. You know, honestly, me and Draco, we was going to do some shit, like, back then before he went to jail. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? We used to always tap in and shit back then, you feel me? Because we used to always say we was the most hated out here on the West. You know what I'm saying? We used to always say that, like, we the most hated on the West Coast. You know what I mean? Like, always say that, like, we the most hated. You feel me? Like, whatever the situation is out here with all the rappers and whatever. And that's, like, my situation up there. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, niggas be, you feel me, grouped up. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm only speaking for myself, though. Like, niggas be grouped up against me, and I guess he go through the same thing out here. But I was going to put him on the remix of one of my biggest songs at the time. It was that What Else. You feel me? And I was like, man, I'm going to put him on this. And we was talking this shit. And the nigga just went down and shit. And I'm just like, damn, you feel me? I want to say he had got out and then went back or some shit. You feel me? Like, or yeah, something that happened.
And then
me?
They put him on trial for this murder that they weren't even saying that he did, but they were saying that he was like the driver and that he was the reason for it and shit. And he beats that. And then they put him on trial again immediately after, which also his situation wouldn't even be anything if it wasn't for somebody basically talking to a jailhouse snitch too.
Exactly, exactly. And that's exactly... That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah, but you know.
And he didn't even really, the dude said, we were looking for somebody from this place. And the cops were able to use that to say, oh, Draco went to this party with the intention to murder this guy, this other LA rapper, even though that rapper was not at that party and wasn't supposed to be at the party. But they had a jail recording of the one of the dudes who was in the car with him saying, we were looking for this guy from this place. That's it. That's all they needed to be able to keep him locked up for like 3 years.
Crazy, man. That's crazy. Yeah. That's why you gotta be cool. That's why you gotta be cool, and that's why I think I'd be cool. Like I do music, I fuck with you, but like I'm banked up, you know what I'm saying? My whole hood rap and niggas tight. You dig what I'm saying? And if I need talent, I know how to find talent. I could just go post up on Instagram, man, I'm looking to sign a new artist. A white boy with tattoos look like Adam 22. And they gonna tag niggas, you dig?
Is that the dream? You looking for a white boy?
Nah, man. No. I'm just saying, man. You drop an album right now, you going platinum, man. You got the look. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'm almost 40. I'm kind of rough.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Rick Ross, what, 58? How old is Rick Ross?
Is he 58?
Oh, Rick Ross.
That's what's up.
I'm just playing Rick, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me, my boy.
But to be fair, Draco, like, he went and did that time and then came back. And now it's interesting because it feels like a lot of the people that really didn't want to acknowledge him before are actually being cool with him and actually, like, sort of, like, allowing him to be more of a regular rapper and not, like, this mega-hated rapper who sort of has issues with everybody and everybody's scared to have anything to do with him and shit. Like, do you sort of want that for yourself over time to sort of be able to get past all the bullshit that's associated with your name? And I'm like, do you find it annoying that you don't really get to have conversations with people on interviews and shit without them like trying to ask you about all your beef and specific artists and
hey,
shit?
Hey man, that's what I signed up for, I guess. You feel me? Like, it is what it is. Hey, we having a conversation right now without having, but talking about beef a little earlier. So like, shit come with it, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? It's like having a conversation with a porn star without asking, you feel me, about how she doing porn. Do you like it? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
I guess that's
you know?
Fair, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. If a porn star come up on here right now and she talking about she changed her life and go to church, Adam 22 still going to ask her, so what was it like, though?
Yeah.
Before you change your life and she going to look at you like, man, I just said I'm a Christian now. You feel what I'm saying? It is what it is, though. Like, you feel me? Like, I know I signed up for this shit. You feel me? Like, I just do what I do, though. Like,
one time I was interviewing a porn star girl, and she told me that she got a stomach ache one time because she had to suck off 8 dudes in a porno and swallowed all of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to talk to her, like, about, like, what's the last book you read or, like, what's your favorite TV show when I know she got some shit like that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
That might be the extreme version of it, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm finna start some porn shit now, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. You on OnlyFans? It's over. You need a manager? I'm in there, bro. Tap me in. Let me ask you this. What went through your head? I know what went through my head. This shit was crazy. When you saw the video of homie with the 2 dead girls in his bed.
Who had that?
Oh, it was Marcus's brother. I forget his name.
That was hot, man. I don't even know that dude. You feel me? Like, I didn't know him. You feel me? Somebody showed me that shit. Like, honestly, I thought there was them little dolls. I thought there was them dolls that niggas be fucking them freaky niggas, man. What's that doll?
the sex dolls.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I swear to God, I'm like, man, this nigga on here, man. This nigga ain't killed nobody, man. And then I just started seeing the shit everywhere. I'm like, damn, that nigga really killed somebody and shit? He was high, though. You feel what I'm saying? You could tell he was high.
Oh, he was high as hell, yeah.
But honestly, when I first seen this shit, I didn't believe it. Like, I just like, oh, this nigga lying. You feel me? Like, lying. A nigga ain't did that. I know a nigga. Nigga, you active, you a gang member. You know you get life, right? Yeah, I said, like, you ain't did that for sure. But he did that, I guess.
He did that and had a little 10-hour standoff with the cops afterwards, I guess.
And they was kids, wasn't they?
One of the girls was, like, 15, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just, what made him even be over there with him?
There's so many questions that we would like answered about that, yeah.
Then he was saying his little, the other nigga set him up, his boy, his brother, right?
That was the thing that made it crazy, is he kind of made his brother way more well-known just by blaming it on Uzi the whole time in that video, just made it like...
He gets off that crystal.
We wouldn't have necessarily thought that, yeah, but it had to be crystal, right? That was my read on it as well, right? Like, what drug makes you act like this?
Yeah, he's off that crystal, man. That's that crystal for sure.
You seen a lot of people go out like that over the years?
I don't mean to fuck with nobody off crystal, though. Like, I don't know. Who from the hood do crystal? Yeah, I said, I don't know nobody who do no crystal, bro. We ain't got no niggas to fuck with no crystal. Like, it's different. It's different shit on our side. You know what I'm saying? Niggas sip syrup. Niggas pop perks, eat pills and shit like that. Other side, they smoking crack, crystal, and fuck with, you know what I'm saying, other shit, man. We ain't fuck with no shit like that. Now, the drugs we do is the cool drugs. You see, y'all niggas over here, 10 niggas in a bando smoking crank, right? Hold on, man. What the fuck going on, man? That ain't nuts right here.
You don't got no junkies in your area?
Like, what you mean, though? Like real full-blown dope fiends?
Yeah, you don't got, like, crazy-ass smokers on the street?
These niggas do the most drugs right here, man. That nigga with the white hat on, man. That's my nigga right there, man. Yeah, nigga, he look like a dope fiend? Yeah, no.
Nah, he's way too clean.
Yeah, I'm saying? Yeah, nah, man.
He ain't been a dope fiend long enough if he is
one.
Yeah,
I said, nah, he
ain't. If your shirt's still clean, you ain't ready.
We smoking weed, man, and you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, though. But you feel me? Don't get no stronger than that. We ain't fucking with it like that. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga is, he ain't in the circle, man. Nigga ain't, you feel me? Nigga ain't fuck with that.
Right, definitely. Okay, but so that happened, and obviously Uzi Marcus then did the No Jumper interview right after, had some shit to say about you.
Yeah, I didn't watch that, but you know, it is what it is. I know. One thing I know, bro, that my ops gonna say anything about me, man, because ain't none of these niggas fucking with me, bro. Like, none of these niggas ain't fucking with me, bro. Like, they know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know that. I just did everything I did, bro. I've been on Ankle Mining. I was on Ankle Mining for 3 years, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, everything I got right now, nigga, I just now started being able to travel in August. August, bro. Like, come on, nigga. I got a Rolls Royce, nigga. I got, nigga, two-door 550, nigga. I got a Porsche, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, I got hella diamonds, nigga. I got houses, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I got 11,000 in my pocket right now, all hundreds. Like, nigga, what you talking about? You ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? You niggas got a chain with another nigga name on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, real nigga shit. Like, I ain't worried about that shit, bro. Like, I know that niggas is gonna say anything when it comes to my name. Like, I don't get mad. Like, I don't read comments. I don't argue with my bitch over reading comments. I don't do that shit. If you reading comments, nigga, you're not ready to be successful, bro. If you worried about what people say about you, you're not ready to be successful. Especially, like, I grew up with niggas hating on me, bro. Like, I grew up fucking the baddest bitches in high school, the cheerleaders and shit like that. So it's like, I've been getting hated on since back then. Like, I ain't tripping, you feel me? I know what comes with this shit. Niggas is gonna hate and they're gonna say anything to get motherfuckers to believe what they're saying. They gonna put it on their mama, they gonna put it on their dead homies. Even if shit didn't happen, man, a woman lied about being married to me, I swear to God, bro.
Married
to me. I knew a nigga from out of state, bro, and I just met him, right? Not right now, but like a couple months back. And I'm fucking with this nigga, he paid me for a verse. And he like, bro, yeah, he was like, man, you know, man, I know your wife. I said, my wife? I'm like, my married, like, real wife? He's like, yeah. I said, man, hell no. Nah. He showed me badass bitch. This bitch was, like, Dominican. I'm like, damn, she bad as fuck. He's like, yeah, she just said y'all married and shit. You feel me? I fuck with her homegirl. You feel me? She talking about you out of town on business. I said, you talking about me, CML, Lavish D. He's like, yeah, watch this. Nigga, he called her. Nigga, I swear to God, he called her motherfucking phone. No, called her friend phone. She was with her. And she was like, what's up with, asked her how much, you feel me, can I get a song with Lav? But I'm right here. Nigga, all my life, she was like, oh, when he get back in town, when he get back to the house and the kids, and lied on me, bro. Like, I never seen nothing like that in my life, bro. Like, really saying that she's married to me, I swear to God, and she looked it good.
Wow. You're like, I'll get in there. Like, tap me in. Like, I'll do, like, you ain't gonna lie about it.
Bro, I swear to God, bro, really said she was married to me, and she's gonna hook him up with a verse when I get back in town and with the kids and all. Like, we got kids and all type of shit. I said, that's crazy, bro. I don't really know this girl.
That's bananas. I wonder what her motivation was. Like, I wonder if she just liked the idea of being, like, a rapper's chick, and she just wasn't there, so she decided she just wanted to sort of paint this picture. Maybe she was involved in, like, an elaborate scam lie thing, and that was just part of it.
Man, I don't know what that bitch was. That's crazy, though. Like, when I seen that, Like, I've really seen that. Like, so you talk about the rapper Lavish D. Right. I'm like, this is song right here, Have You Ever?
Right.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that's crazy, bro. Like, nigga, like, once I seen that, I said, anybody will say anything.
Mm.
And she's bad as fuck. Fake titties, fake ass, big house, all this shit. Like, he'd show me her Instagram and everything. Like, and I swear to God, and I'm like, bro, like, that's crazy, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
I still call this nigga in the interview on live, man. Y'all niggas think I'm lying. Nigga, I swear to God, bro.
For real.
Oh, my mama, bro. Nigga, she was saying she's married to me, bro. Man, right. I've never, ever been married, ever. You feel me? I don't even think I've been in a relationship over 6 days, bro.
Really?
Nah, I'm fucking with you, though. But
I'm like, this is a heartless guy right here, huh? Okay, but there was another clip of said op of yours that we just talked about where he said basically that Mozzie was just not going to respond to you, et cetera. And I guess that's kind of been his position recently, is that he hasn't been...
Man, nigga scared to reply to me, bro. That's what it is. Ain't nothing else, my nigga. Ain't nothing else, bro. You scared of me, bro. He's scared of me.
You think he just doesn't want to...
He's scared of me.
...start it up again?
He's scared of me. You know how niggas sample shit for their songs?
Right.
He's scared of me. Nah. That nigga, man, look, man. I ain't worried about, bro. I ain't tripping off, bro. You feel what I'm saying? But, look, it's like this, bro. You use my name... to get big, bro. Use my name to get big, bro. Google, it's all on Google up. You got big by this and whoop-de-whoop-whoop, Lavish D, CML, whatever the fuck, bro. So I don't want to hear all this. Oh, I don't want to diss him to blow him up way bigger than what he getting and all this. Look, check this out, my nigga. If they know about you, they know about me. That's how I feel about it.
Mm.
Nigga, I'm just getting started, though. So your career at a standstill right now. See, you need to do gimmick shit to stay relevant right now. Like... give YG chains and, you know what I'm saying, try to go viral and shit like that. Nigga, I'm a street nigga. Nigga, you feel what I'm saying? You got to do dick riding that shit to stay irrelevant, nigga.
Mm.
You got to be everybody friend, everybody cousin, everybody brother to stay liked and relevant. Nigga, I ain't never met a nigga that cool, bro. You cool with everybody, just everybody your partner, everybody your friend. Everybody, like, you ain't got no issues with no one. I'm just...
I mean, that's the goal, right?
No. It is. But we street niggas. It's different for us.
Mm.
It's different for us, man. You know what I'm saying? You a street nigga, bro, and you have no problems with anybody? I just don't understand it. But you caught a body in your last 6 songs. You got 28 homicides. You know what I'm saying? You shot up What's Her Name Grandma House on the last song. You did this. Like, nigga, man, look, I ain't even worried about that dude, man. I'm just rapping. I'm doing me. I'm focused. I ain't dissing him. I said what I had to say in that Where's Waldo. You know what I'm saying? I hear my music everywhere, man. I don't hear niggas no more. When I first came home, I was hearing niggas' music. I don't hear them no more.
Isn't it kind of the goal of any, like, NorCal rapper right now or really any, like, street rapper in general to basically, like, you come out, you're talking crazy-ass shit about your neighborhood and your ops or whatever, and then at some point you're able to kind of transition out of that and have your music be more general and you don't have to necessarily be like involved in all the street shit to just to get people to pay attention? And from his perspective, he's probably thinking like, listen, I don't want to necessarily take shit to, man, that extent right now.
Listen, man, niggas know what type of time I'm on. Check it out. When Filthy, when you fell out with Filthy, nigga, over whatever situation, nigga, you dig what I'm saying? If Filthy said something, you feel what I'm saying? Filthy didn't even really say nothing. He was saying a little shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, but towards him. But he didn't really say nothing. Nigga, you wouldn't have made a whole diss song about this nigga Filthy. A whole diss song. You tagging him on Instagram, you talking crazy, you do the challenge and all of this and all of that. You do all of this when you dissing Filthy Rich. But when it comes to CML, nigga, you don't say nothing because you know, nigga, you know. Like, I go back and back with you, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, I don't even, nigga, write. You feel what I'm saying? I think I probably wrote that, though, but, like, I don't write. Nigga, like, I go in the studio and just make songs. Like, niggas be like, oh, he better than you. Check this out, nigga. I got more money than you, though. You feel what I'm saying, nigga? And I'm freestyling this shit. You made a whole 2 diss songs to Filthy. But when I come with this real shit, nigga, and you don't want to reply. Oh, no, I don't. Man, check it out, man. Cut it out, bro. You gotta just keep it real, man. The proof is in the pudding, man. The proof is in the pudding. You just made 2 songs about this nigga. We all on the same. We all right here. Northern Cali. Doop, doop, doop. You just dissed him, but when I say something to you, nigga, come on, man.
But do you think that's damaging him at a certain point,
yeah,
if people start
know.
To view it as like, damn, you don't want to respond to Lavish? Like that, yeah. I feel like now I'm thinking about it from your perspective. I'm like, damn, he kind of does have to at some point, huh?
Man, listen, bro, you got to, bro. You just did. Listen, that's how it started off. You know what I'm saying? When I was first into it with Phil, you feel me? That's my boy now. You know, I fuck with him, you know? I fuck with bro. When I was first into it with Filthy, y'all made alliance or whatever the fuck y'all did, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Y'all did what y'all did. I ain't mad at it. But nigga, that was all connected. So when y'all fall out, you diss him. Y'all, you been dissing me? Hmm. Now why would I come with this real shit? Because you got to answer to a lot. If you go listen to Where's Waldo, nigga, you got to answer to, I said a lot of shit, buddy.
Hmm.
I said a lot of shit. And your people want answers. You ain't got no answers for them. So we gonna just act like we don't even hear this. Now you got the other niggas, you feel me? You got the other niggas out here that ain't got nothing to do with this Sacramento shit in your ear. Like they your big dogs and they your big homies. Look, check this out. You niggas ain't even from Sacramento, bro. So I don't give a fuck about your gang. Fuck about your politics. Fuck about what you stand on, blood or crip or nothing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But at the end of the day, these niggas be having they nose in our business, though, bro. And that shit be bunk, bro. Like, these niggas be having their nose in our business, and that shit just be weak as fuck. It's like, nigga, we don't run and go get no backup, bro. Nigga, we don't call the secondary, you know what I'm saying, off the sideline, bro. These niggas be having friends and alliances and a hate campaign against a nigga, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I meet niggas all the time, and they be like, oh, bro, you know, I wanted to work with you, but Whoop said if I work with you, that he wasn't going to work with me, you know what I mean? I didn't know you at the time, so I just, you know, like, yeah, it's all good, bro. I know that's what hoes do. That's what hoe niggas do, though. You feel what I'm saying? That's what hoe niggas do, though. I ain't tripping off that shit, though. But, nigga, for sure, the songs I make be anthems. Be anthems. And they be hits. And you feel what I'm saying? Like, I just dropped only one song on video on Worldstar. You feel what I'm saying? Like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Before that, you'd never been on Worldstar.
Never, ever. Nigga. I told myself I ain't dropping on Worldstar until I get a deal. You feel what I'm saying? But I just got tired and I just dropped on Worldstar. You feel what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. But, yeah, I just, you know, I use my own platform, bro. Like, I use my own platform. Like, I ain't got no celebrity friends posting me saying, go listen to his shit. Nothing, my nigga. I did this shit my own.
For sure. Where's most of your money come from? Like, is it mostly streaming revenue?
Yeah.
Features, man. The features do good.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. What? I could charge a nigga from anywhere from 1,000 to 25,000, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
who gets 25K and who gets 1,000?
What you mean?
How do we make this decision about who got to pay what?
If a nigga got a deal. You feel me? And the label pen for this shit? Yes, and I'm like, hey, man, you feel me? Look, check this out. This is what I need. This is what I need. But if you just a street nigga trying to come up, bro, you feel what I'm saying? Trying to get out, peep you, I see you, send me some shit. Look, check this out, bro. Give me 2,500. Give me 5,000. And then on a good day, you feel what I'm saying? If I done spent 100,000 in a week, I'd be going on this shit like I do $1,000 verses.
Mm.
And I'd be like, look, I'm doing $1,000 verses for the next 5 days. And I rack up probably about 200,000. That's 200 verses.
There you go. 200 verses, Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I grind. That's how I shine. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga won't hear from me for a week. I just did 200 verses.
The fact that there's that many fucking people who want to be rappers that would cop, like, that you could just sell 200 verses real quick in a week is, like, pretty incredible.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? It's incredible. And it's crazy because not just it's 200 people that want to rap, that's 200 people that want to rap with me.
That see the value in using your clout to basically like promote what they got going on.
Man,
I read this fucking amazing old ass Nipsey tweet the other day. If you trying to rap but don't know what to rap about, that means your life ain't rapper worthy. Don't resort to lying. Just be a regular N-word.
Yeah, it's real shit, like, man.
That's pretty fucking spot on. There's about a billion people out there that could use that advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I need to wipe my nose, though. Hey, I ain't gonna do it on camera. Hey, can I can get over it?
Yeah, we'll edit it out. Or you can just do it over there if you want, yeah.
But I need... Huh? Wait, hold on.
You don't want to blow your nose on camera because it's a gang thing? Is this a thing? God damn it.
Hey, I can smoke a cigarette in here?
Yeah. What kind you get?
Yeah. That's it, me and me and my boy, man. You see how we squashed the shit off, man? I had different plans, man. I had go come here like Suge, man. I'll fuck it with
it. Let's hear it, man. That would have been tight. That would have been really good content right there.
Nah, you ain't gonna sue a nigga, bro.
No. We don't do that.
Nah, you active, though.
I'm not gonna say I'm active, but I'm saying that I'm around some people that if I were to sue a rapper, it would definitely probably change how they view me.
Yeah, say no. We ain't fuck with you no more. He on security right there.
Nah, he's chilling. But nah, definitely like there's people in my life that if I were to sue a rapper, they would probably, you know, you don't want to put yourself 100% in the white boy category right there and be like, I'm gonna deal with my problems through the legal system. I don't know. That's kind of weird, right?
I respect that, but boy.
Yeah, you know, but I don't really got issues like that. Okay, you had to blow your nose. What, you can't blow your nose on camera?
Come on, bro. You disrespected me now, man.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I know it's a thing, but I don't know that you, like,
I didn't blow my nose. My shit, I just wanted to wipe my shit. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't blow, bro. I don't like how that sounds, bro.
All right. But there's always, like, different things that different people from different gangs you just can't talk about. And I just am getting reminded. Like, I got to be real careful with my Crip friends when I'm talking about seafood. They just get offended all of a sudden out of the middle of nowhere. I'm serious. They'll be like walking away from the table and shit when I'm ordering.
Oh.
I'm like, you guys are taking it too far when I can't order this shit.
Like our shit, our gang politics is a little bit different, man. We ain't worried about all that. We more like cliques. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Oh,
like
I know.
Cliques and shit, you know.
Definitely. But were you familiar with the kid Block Boy LA who was running around? He got killed out here.
Yeah, crazy. I heard about him when he died, bro.
Same. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing when I went and watched the videos.
I thought he was playing.
He went to almost every, like, well, a lot of the most craziest hoods in L.A.
Talking crazy.
And did the most disrespectful shit I could imagine.
He went to a nigga grave, you all right?
He's
pissed on a nigga grave. He did all types of shit.
There's an area where some kid got shot, ended up in a wheelchair. He's like, pretending he's crippled in the middle of the intersection and shit. I was like, him getting killed is like the least surprising shit ever. But.
Yeah. I thought he was playing, honestly. Oh, God. I thought he was like a blogger. I swear to God, dude.
That shit blew my mind because in LA, it always feels like the gang politics doesn't play out on the internet as much. Whereas in NorCal, it feels like it does like a lot.
Yeah, these niggas be internet niggas. That's why.
Right. Do you think, well, what I've said in the past, I don't know if you agree, is that I think it's because, you know, the gangbanging shit in LA is a lot older. So there's a lot more OGs that might want to insert themselves and say, like, nah, don't do this, don't do that. Whereas up north, it's maybe a little bit younger, it's a little bit crazier. People are just used to doing this shit in music videos and diss songs and whatnot.
Yeah, right. But look, if you look at our side and look at the niggas we into it with out there, you see less of our side on the internet. If you peep, because they got me, you know what I'm saying, to install that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the homie. I'm the big homie. You dig what I'm saying? Like, nigga, hold on. We ain't doing that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas wild over there. You feel what I'm saying? All them niggas can rap. All of them tight, too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so when I be dissing niggas, I be dissing niggas. When niggas diss me, niggas drop. When I drop that Where's Waldo, these niggas drop 7 or 8 diss songs. Mm. Little Boo Boo, tiny Shit Stain, and drop one. Big Shithead just dropped one. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, man, my little homie's just chilling. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we ain't worried about that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I just told niggas, chill out, man. I got this.
Is there a part of you that wants to respond to it every time somebody puts a narrative out there about you?
Nah. I don't be really tripping. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
because they be saying the most damaging shit to your reputation if people were to believe it. And you kind of, like, have to pick your spots about who you want to respond to, right?
Nah, I just respond to what needs to be responded to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know me, then you know. Like, no, that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? That nigga is certified out here, boy. Certified. Stepper.
Right.
Real nigga. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just some shit, just it's unbelievable. Like, damn, who would say this? Who would say something like this? You know what I mean? Like, nah, I ain't tripping like that. You know, like. And half these niggas who be talking crazy really don't know me. They kids.
Mm.
They kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just talking, bro. You feel me? Like I said earlier, that goes back to saying, like, niggas will say anything to get a response. You feel me? You say anything to get a response from laugh. You feel me? If you get CML to talk shit to you and all that, it's like, nowadays, it's like, it used to be money that niggas wanted. Now it's attention.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, Just keep on talking. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't worried about it. When you run across me, all right, look, for instance, Every time I go on live, it's a bunch of niggas up on there, fake pages dissing me. Mm. We're gonna take this, we're gonna do this, we'll do this. Look, I always got this shit on, bro. I always got this shit on. This is a couple hundred right here. You feel me? I always got this shit on. You feel me? Always got money in my pocket. Why ain't nobody robbed me? Why ain't nobody did nothing to me? Why ain't nobody took nothing off me? Why ain't my chains floating around here? Why ain't no banked up niggas getting robbed? Like, if we that bitch made, why ain't nothing getting took off of us? You feel me? Y'all got all these pages saying this. We that much of a bitch. I was just an ankle monitor. I was on ankle monitor for 3 years, nigga, in Sacramento. South Sacramento, North Sacramento, all through Sacramento, bro. I did a whole motherfucking tour, Northern Cali tour, shows in Oakland. I'm going to places that y'all saying I can't go, wherever the fuck I'm going, and I'm doing what I'm doing, and ain't nobody did nothing to me. Ain't nobody took nothing off me. Ain't nobody, like, because the proof is in the pudding right there, man. These niggas talking. They just talking. Real nigga shit, they talking, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't even see my ops on it. That's only where I see them, as the internet. You feel me? Running their mouth, talking. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I ain't worried about that shit, bro. I'm just getting money. Fucking with my bitch. Fucking with my little homies, trying to put my niggas on with this music shit. And we ain't even worried about nobody else.
So are you paranoid about meeting up with random ass girls off the internet ever since apparently a couple of them got you set up?
I think them hoes got me set up. Yeah, the bitches got me popped, eh?
That shit had me tripping, because that's like, I got a girl, like, right as I started to get well known for like 5 years, and I just hear about all this crazy ass shit that girls be doing to fucking dudes once they get something, and I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot believe. Like, I was really like fucking different girls every night when I was a random ass broke dude. I can't even imagine. I never had to deal with the pressure of like me having something to lose to them.
Yeah, man, that shit is serious, bro. Like, right now, I think every bitch be looking for a come up, bro.
Because they're getting too smart. They listen to City Girls. They start getting all these crazy ass ideas,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. They listen to them, but that ain't gonna get them nowhere but fucked up, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you gotta know who to play with. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you don't play with niggas that's gonna bust your motherfucking wig. You feel me, bitch? You don't try to come rob me. You don't, like, for example, like, I don't be around rappers like that. You feel me? Like, I don't really know no rappers. Like, all the rappers I know is street niggas, like hood niggas, you feel me? But like, we travel all the time. We go get nice Airbnbs. It just be us.
Mm.
If you got a girl, you bring her with you. We not doing no, oh, we got an Airbnb out here, come pull up. No, that's not what we doing. You get what I'm saying? It's like, we the rappers that don't do that shit. We got bitches in real life, bro. We ain't just start having bitches with the fame. You feel what I'm saying? That's how niggas be getting robbed. That's how niggas shit getting took. That's how the bitches leave and then some niggas come invade you. You feel me? Because y'all just start having bitches when y'all start getting a little bit of fame and shit, you know? So, like, we not the rappers that, now that we got some fame, we posting everywhere we go and the bitches pulling up on us and kicking it and we chilling and we fucking on bitches. No, you know what I'm saying? We got shit to lose. You feel me? Like, and we ain't no horny ass niggas like that. You feel me? Nigga dick don't stay hard like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we go out of town, we working. You feel what I'm saying? I be working. Like, I don't have bitches in the studio with me. I have my bitch with me. You get what I'm saying? Like, video shoots, I have my bitches with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some shit like that. Like, we ain't really, like, worried about, too pressed about no bitches. And because everybody fuck with everybody. Like, I done fucked with bitches that fucked with some of the biggest rappers in the industry. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm having the same thing as y'all having. You probably got more than me, but I got the same things. I got a Rolls Royce too. I got diamonds too. I got diamonds in my mouth too. I got money too. You know what I'm saying? I could buy you that bag too.
Right.
I can fly you up too. I got my own house too. I wear all designer shit too. So it's like, we all have the same shit. You might have a little more than me though, but a bitch don't care about that.
Right.
Bitch don't care about that. That nigga got diamonds on too. He got a Rolls Royce too. He got his own house too. So it's like, everybody dealing with the same bitches. I don't want to deal with the bitches that everybody dealing with.
Right.
I take a regular average bitch and I turn her up to a looking like a star.
Yeah, like if a girl is trying to get at you and she's fucked 20 very well-known rappers before, does that make you a little less interested?
I don't talk to bitches that try to get at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to get at you. Like, it'd be a gang of bitches in my DM. You know what I'm saying? Like I got to really, like, kind of, like, I got to get at you. I got to see something I like with you. I like foreign bitches. You know what I'm saying? I like foreign bitches, and I got to get at you. Like, you know, like, the bitches I get at, it's like more than likely they ain't trying to set me up.
Foreign, so like you like a girl who doesn't know anybody from your neighborhood or doesn't know anything that's going on in your private street life?
Foreign and foreign. Yeah, I'm saying,
like, I wasn't sure if she was your agent or love affair.
That's
okay.
That's my Wardy right there, man. You know right. what I'm saying? But she ain't trying to set a nigga up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't trying to set me up. You feel me? She ain't trying to hurt me. She's trying to make sure I got everything I need.
You got trust issues, huh?
Of course. Yeah, I said, I'd have been shot. I'd have been stabbed in my face. You feel me? I'd have lost homies I love and never get them back. I'd see niggas get life, see niggas die. Yeah.
How often do you find yourself thinking about prison and how fucking miserable all that was? Because you did a bunch of solitary in there too, right?
Yeah. Every time I go to jail, I got to go to the hole.
So they don't really lay you around everybody else like it's some regular shit?
Nah, that's why I think I'm so strong. That's why I think my mind's so strong, like, because... When I do go to jail, you feel me, I go straight to the hole.
You got that in common with Draco, too, because they had him in that shit for a long ass time, too.
Yeah, you feel me, like, fighting my whole case. And it's a tactic also for a nigga to take some time.
Because it'll make you go crazy, right? Like, do you feel like it has a real, like, do you still, like, see how it damaged you?
I had nightmares at night, bro.
Right.
I have nightmares and shit, like, and I'd be sleeping with my bitch or something, and I'd just be hugging her. And she'd be like, why you crying? I'd be like, I'm crying. I'd be like, that's blood in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, I don't cry. You feel me? I bleed. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like for real. Like, you feel me? I'd be having nightmares and shit. Like, honestly. Like for real.
Yeah.
Not about jail, like getting raped and no weird shit. I just, nigga done been through so much shit. Every time I close my eyes and shit, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if I've been up for a long time and then I go to sleep, I go to a deep sleep. So I just be like, I just wake up to getting shook or something. Like, babe, daddy, you all right? You good? Like, I just like, and sometimes I don't even wake up. I just I can't wake up. I just feel myself like crying. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
I feel it. So, like, but you don't even get to get any of the fun shit in jail, right? Like just hanging out with a bunch of crazy ass dudes and shit. Like they have you in solitary like the whole time, so you can't even really be kicking it with, because I feel like normally jail's dangerous as fuck and it's super stressful, but it's probably a lot of people you know in there, so at least it's like enjoyable from that way, socially.
Yeah, like my county jail is where I'm in solitary confinement, you feel me? Like 23 hours 30 minutes a day, like in my cell by myself, you feel me? I was fighting my case for 19 months, I think. So just think about that, just in a cell, 23 hours, 30 minutes a day for 19 months, not knowing how much time you finna get. That's crazy, right?
Sober.
Yeah, sober as fuck, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker hurt, you feel me? Like, going to court, shackled up, chained up, looking at your homies and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you only come out for like 30 minutes a day, and that's to use the phone, that's to get in the shower, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you feel me, you don't get that whole 30 minutes because you might come out, and anytime you come out, if they gotta let somebody else come out, you gotta go back and lock it down. And then they get to come out and do whatever they gotta do, and then you come back out. So it's like, you feel me? Like, shit be weak, man.
You know, I heard Draco actually say at one point when he was talking about like what he was gonna be doing now that he was out of jail, he's like, music-wise, he's just like, I ain't gonna be talking about that prison shit because motherfuckers do not wanna hear that. And I was just immediately like, damn, like, he's smart. Because I guess that really is true. Like, the prison shit is, like, not... Like, obviously, it's the one of the most consequential, like, devastating things that you've been through. But then, like, people don't really know what that's like. Like, I don't know what it's like. So I can only really listen to so much prison talk and relate to it. And, like, a lot of people probably feel the same way. Like, is that how you feel about it? Like, do you feel like you get out of prison, you just got to forget about it and just sort of wipe the slate clean because your homies don't really need to know about it, your girl don't need to know about it?
Honestly, I rap about prison, right? But, like, when I rap about, I mix everything up in my songs. Like, so in this one song, I might rap about money, fucking bitches, jail, riding my Rolls Royce. So I done went from jail to riding the Rolls Royce. You know what I mean? So it don't sound as bad. The whole song topic ain't going to be about prison. Working out and making spreads and shit, riots. Ain't gonna be about that. I just rap. I just put it all in one song, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like a mixture of everything, you know? So it's like you can play it anywhere. You can play it in the club. You can play it anywhere because it's a mixture of everything.
Mm.
You know? So, like, I don't just make no motherfucking prison song. Hell nah. I ain't making no prison song.
Do the prison video and shit?
Nah, man. Do shit like that. Man.
Everybody got a rap video where they're in prison, and everybody got a rap video when they're in a straitjacket.
Yeah, I don't. I was gonna do one, but like I'm claustrophobic. I don't need to be. Nigga, let me out this motherfucker, man.
Yeah,
you know what
pissed
saying?
Me off too. Yeah, for real. All right. So, what are you working on? What kind of new shit you got on the way? What do we need to know about?
Honestly, bro, I work on so much shit, bro. Like, I'm not even just working on anything in particular, bro. I just record, bro. Just record. And then I just put a title to it, you know what I'm like? But right now I got so many songs, like I could drop a few albums right now. I could drop a few mixtapes probably right now. I could drop at least 5.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, so it ain't necessarily like, I'm just doing a lot of videos right now. Just a lot of videos. You feel, I got probably about 10 unreleased videos right now. And that's just all I'm on right now. You feel me? Just really just dropping videos and just really just building. And I'm trying to work on my artist, you feel what I'm saying? Just really trying to see which one of these niggas serious about it, you know what I'm saying? Really letting them see the steps I'm taking and really, I mean, this is what it's gonna take, bro. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't about just going to the studio. It ain't about just, nigga, this shit is about, nigga, it's more than just a studio, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you gotta be really serious. You gotta really work. You gotta really want this shit. So I'm showing them, is this what you want? You know what I'm saying? Because I wanna be able to sit back and let my artists handle their business, because I got a lot of artists, bro. I probably got the most artists on my label, you feel what I'm saying? Honestly, you feel me? In the game, period, you feel me? I got a gang of niggas that rap, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, everybody might not get the attention they feel like they need. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna just sit back, put everybody in the same position, and we're gonna see who's gonna take off. I'm gonna put all y'all right there, and we're gonna see who take off, you get what I'm saying? Versus me just like, oh, I think you could do it next. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Because I might be looking at you, but this the nigga right here that's gonna blow.
Because so you could be thinking, you might be looking at one person thinking, you got the look and maybe you got the right voice and shit, so I'm gonna really focus on you. But the truth is that the motivation is usually like the biggest deciding factor, because that's the part that even if somebody has the look and they got the talent, like vocally or whatever, you're just not gonna be able to force them to give a fuck as hard as you have to go. Because to be someone who's gonna make it as a rapper, you basically have to just like be ready to grind every day for however long, for years and years and years and years. And that's, a lot of people just aren't ready for that.
Nah, they're not ready for that. And that's why a motherfucker gotta see, you know what I'm saying, what they up against. You gotta see what you up against, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers is not ready for this shit. This shit did not come overnight. This shit, you feel me? Like, I don't know nobody who works harder than me. I don't work nobody who put in more work than me, work harder than me, and don't sleep like me. Like I really, like, I lay this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I know once you really start getting paid for this shit, then a lot of motherfuckers really look at shit different. Like, ooh, I just got $40,000. Damn, I just got another $80,000 check. Ooh, I got $120,000 check. And it's coming. And this is all I gotta do? Now it becomes a job versus, oh man, I just wanna go to the studio. Nah, nigga, this is a job, nigga. We getting paid off this shit, you feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I just want these niggas to put in that work to where, like, they getting that type of money and they seeing it, because it's gonna make them work harder. It's gonna make them work more, you know what I'm saying? Because you gotta replace that with tiredness, working with tiredness. You replace all that shit now, you dig what I'm saying? Now you gotta just keep working, and the money gonna come. And as the money come, you gonna wanna keep working, because you know the more you working, the more the money comes. So it ain't no, I'm doing bad, oh, I can't buy this. When I go in the store, I'm the only nigga shopping. Nah, nigga, we all shopping, bro. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got money in your pocket, oh, I don't wanna spend it, because if I spend it, I'm gonna be doing bad. Nah, nigga, you know what I'm saying? We gonna all go spend this shit, you feel what I'm saying? And we gonna all do bad together if that's the case, because the money gonna keep coming. Like, all these dudes got talent. All of them got talent. I believe in all of them, bro. You feel me? On God, I do, you feel me? I believe in all of them. I give them my platform. It's up to these niggas to work, you feel what I'm saying? It's up to these dudes. You see what I'm doing. If you ain't doing what I'm doing, you ain't fine. You just don't want it, bro. There ain't no excuses, bro. And we grown now, you dig what I'm saying? So the shit I probably would've did for you 5-10 years ago, I'm not gonna do it, because I'm giving you something no one gave me. I'm giving you a platform and a way out, you dig what I'm saying? If somebody would've gave me that, I'd probably be farther than what I am right now. But I'm giving it to y'all. So now you just gotta take off with it, my nigga. Pick it up and run with this shit, you feel me? Here go to the studio, You ain't got to buy nothing, bro. Y'all niggas ain't got to buy nothing.
Which is, if you're really on zero, that's the hardest part, is even having enough money to be able to get in a studio or even be able to have fucking Pro Tools and a laptop and shit. A lot of people aren't even on that level, you know?
Exactly. Like, you feel me? Like these niggas ain't got to buy, beats. Nigga, I got thousands of beats. Niggas send me so many beats all day, and I make it clear. If you send me a beat, bro, if I don't get on it, one of my artists gonna get on it, though. So don't send me no beat that you just, if I don't get on it, you gonna do some weird-ass shit inside a sewer, some weird, no. You feel what I'm saying? Because more than likely, I might not get on it because I like a certain style of beats. We all got different styles. We all about the same shit, but we all got different styles. So when I get these beats, I'm putting them on the table. If I'm not gonna rap to it, I put it on the table. Or even if I am going to rap to it, I just haven't heard it yet, and my niggas need some beats here. Go through these beats right here. He might pick out the beat, you feel me, that I would have rapped to, but I let him pick it. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm letting these niggas do their thing. You get what I'm saying? So they got it. They really got it made, bro. Now it's about who want it the most. Who want it? Who going to go get it? Because you got to take what you want now, my nigga. So take what the fuck you want, bro. Here go the studio. Here go the beats. Here go the cameraman. All you got to do is get there. I pay for everything else.
That's a good message for the people at home. Get off your ass and make something out of yourself. And Lavish D will pay your way.
That part.
Lavish D, No Jumper.
Banked Up Boys, man.
Appreciate you, man. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, G. All right. Glad we were able to squash it. Yeah.